At the vermin camp, the brown rats were complying with Mordy's wish. However, Vizca and his cohorts were wide awake. The golden fox was explaining his plans for the battle.
Listen, mateys, we've got the brown rats on our side now. If we can get them up on that rock tomorrow, they'll slaughter them abbey beasts. The brown rats will have them far outnumbered.
Ragchin vented an opinion.
I was thinking, Captain, what if this Grant and Curly shows up before the attack? What then?
Good question, Bucko. Here's what you do. You keep Curly talking till I gets behind him.
Vizca brandished his mace and Martin's sword under Ragchin's scruffy beard.
Then just leave him to me.
The small crew rat, 30, wanted to know more about his role in the coming fray.
What do you want us to do, Captain? Lead the charge!
Vizca beckoned them closer, dropping his voice.
No, 30, mate. I want yous, that's yourself, Dogleg, Ragchin, Patsy and Bilger, to stick close to me. I've told the other crew beasts to go up the rock with the brown rats. They should be able to do the job.
He looked from one to the other of the chosen five.
But just in case they don't, or if everything goes wrong, yous are the ones I trust to get me away safe, see?
Bilger, who was the slowest witted, inquired.
Get away, Captain. We're two.
Vizca looked as if he were going to strike Bilger for his stupidity, but he smiled, patting the stoat's cheek good-naturedly.
Off through these trees, to that path we came down, back up it this time, to the blood gullets.
Bilger chuckled.
Oh, the ship! I forgot about that.
Patsy nudged him roughly.
But the captain hadn't.
Vizca winked at Patsy.
Right, mate. A good captain always takes care of his trusty crew. You're the ones I chose to go with me. Now, listen. Yous all keep to the rear with me. We'll take care of any backsliders what doesn't join in the charge. Like I said, we should win, because we've got the numbers on our side. But if and something does go wrong, you'll hear me shout this. Fight on, me brave buckos. That's the signal. We leaves them to it and makes for the ship. Ha! There's plenty of other ways to the easy life. We'll sail off to the far south to see what the pickings are like, eh, mates?
The five vermin agreed readily, happy they would not have to fight and maybe die with the rest. Ragchin spoke for them all.
Where with you, Captain?
Vizca nodded.
Right. We'll set off for the rock just before dawn. One good charge will catch them still napping. 30, tell Glamour to keep two brown rats back. They can keep the fires going so twill look like we're laying about eating breakfast.
30 went off to find old Glamour, shaking his head in admiration at Vizca. The golden fox had thought of everything. He was a smart beast, sure enough.
This ends Disc 10.